6.2, the summons. Don't forget to keep track of your billable hours as you start working on this. Even this instruction could be considered work on that, so take notes of that and then make sure you enter it into your timesheets. Also, as you turn these documents in, if you turn them in all at once, turn in just one set of timesheets for everything. On this page, we have the lecture notes for the summons. Summons is a pretty formulaic document. You simply have to change the information that's provided. At the bottom of the page, we have a link to the legal writing labs that include a summons for your jurisdiction. So you can use that, or if your instructor provides you with a summons, obviously go with that. In fact, when you work for a law firm, lawyers tend to have their own favorite forms and own favorite styles. It doesn't mean one is right or one is wrong. It just means that whoever the attorney is who's making the assignment is the one that gets to choose what form you're going to use. So it's not that one is better than another, it's just that it's the one that your supervising attorney is preferring. So make sure you go with the flow. That's it. So give it a try. Make sure to keep track of your billable hours, and you should be all set. This assignment, by the way, should only take about somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes, I'm guessing.